This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening.
Was a soul-sucking experience. I tell you, I take my legs to get the word out, but man, dealing with lawyers that make being sociopaths an art form really lets you know why society's in so much trouble. Later in the broadcast, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about her visit and this report that's supposedly going to air in the next few weeks, this profile that's really a investigative report masquerading as a profile, but really fake news, in my view, will be airing. You know, nice people, nice producer. I felt like the lady that's the lead producer, nice Southern Belle lady, older lady, is like somebody that leads you to the gas chamber or to the hangman's noose or to the electric chair. They comfort you, give you your last meal. But they tell you that heaven is on the other side of the electrical volts that'll be pouring through your brain. But I know that. I know MSN is discredited. I know it's rigged. So occasionally I go into the lion's den so that we can just illustrate exactly what we're looking at. And the arrogance of the power structure that put out the fake polls for Hillary, that tried to steal the election, that's done all these other things, that thought that we would accept having Al-Qaeda and ISIS brought into our country, the arrogance of MSM will be its undoing. I mean, imagine, they were here from 9:30 in the morning until 10:45 at night. That's when we stopped doing interviews. I said, sure. So they can edit it down to 11 minutes and make me look as bad as possible. But think about how far we've come together that they've got to do stuff like this and attack us on every news channel, every platform there is constantly, because they're scared of what we're covering. They're scared of what we're doing. They're scared of nationalism rising and that America is back. In fact, Eric Trump said last night on Hannity, quote, America is back. And that's why the globalists are panicking. We also have a woman confronting Chelsea Clinton, who is now the spitting image of Webster Hubble. No doubt. In fact, I'll offer Chelsea Clinton $1 million to the charity of her choice. Of course, she's looted billions out of Haiti and other places, so she doesn't care. $1 million to the charity of her choice to have a third-party group do a maternity or paternity test on her, and you know she's Webster Hubble. I mean, you look at this new video we're going to play when we come back. It is Webster Hubble. But she looks like Webster Hubble with her hair pulled back in this video. I mean, it's Webster Hubble. Those are some strong genes. I mean, that is daddy, little girl right there. Daddy, daddy girl. That ain't Bill Clinton girl. That daddy girl right there. I mean, I've never seen somebody such a spitting image of their daddy. One of my daughters looks about 90% like me, but she's still in that spitting image of that daddy. So that's coming up. Eric Trump spoke the truth as well, and he said they would rather see him fail than have America succeed, and that's exactly what it's all about. But I'll take it further, Mr. Trump. They want America to fail. That's why they hate Trump, because he wants Trump to succeed. Don't put the cart before the horse. The globalists want America and any free market, free system to fail. They admit that because they have a centralized system that's in competition with free market. They have a monopoly system. And so they are desperately wanting us to fail. So that's why they want Trump to fail. Not they want Trump to fail, so they want America to fail. Globalism is always about making America and any other powerful, upwardly mobile, dynamic, free society from succeeding, because that challenges the kingmakers that want centralized control. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar, committed 110% unto death in taking down the New World Order, restoring the Republic, and empowering the human species.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We've got it. We see the earth now. Now we see the earth.
You got it.
Now we see the earth now.
Well, the president's son, Eric, has made a mistake. Eric Trump. He went on Hannity last night. We're going to play the clip here in a moment. And he said they would rather see him fail than have America succeed. Eric, you're 95% over the target. But the key twist here is the globalists admit they want America and free market open societies where there's real competition. They want that to fail, and that's what the UN and the globalists and the Davos group and all of them admit. They want monopoly. They want control. John D. Rockefeller the First said competition's a sin. And I know you know that. I know your father and his father, your grandfather, battled through all that and defeated some of the robber barons and folks that tried to shut you out of being able to operate and do business in New York. And I understand you know that as well. You're not ready to go all the way out and, you know, point out this is by design meant to shut things down. But your father is, and that's why his speech last week that 35-minute speech pulling out of the Paris Climate Carbon Tax Accord was so important, because it laid it all out. And that was all fact, that Europe and the United States and Australia have to make the carbon cuts that massively increase our power prices and shut down our industry and make it prohibitive to do manufacturing here. And then India and China and Mexico and 160-plus other countries make zero cuts, and they can run dirty plants on top of it. And finally, it wasn't some esoteric Senate or House hearing where this was being testified to. It's all there, cut and dry. It's outrageous. So it's not that they just want your father to fail. They want your father to fail because they want America to fail. That's what globalism is inherently. He goes on to say, they would rather see him fail than have America succeed, but that America is back. That's what I've been telling you for the last 6 months. America is back, fighting for its life, back from the dead, back from total globalist control. And now we've got a beachhead in Washington. Trump is absolutely real, absolutely independent. Does that mean he's perfect? Does that mean he has all the answers? Does that mean he isn't wrong on things? No. Does that mean he doesn't have distorted views compared to some of our visions? Absolutely. But he is his own man. He is not for austerity. He does not want to screw you over. And that's why the globalists absolutely want to destroy him. They want to conquer. They want to dominate. They want to shut down the new independent media. They want to take over the churches even further. They want to tell your children what their sexual preference is going to be. They want to run your life and turn you into a total slave. They've tried to get you to sell out your future to Hollywood and the trendy culture of empty narcissism. But they know many of you don't want that poison cup. So they want to shut off your resources until you have no hope, and engineer you and your family, and destroy your children. And when I say this, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And the evidence is so overwhelming, it is unbelievable. MSM is filled with a bunch of anti-human, mercenary scum. Heartless, sociopathic trash that only seek raw power and control, and who want to see you fail. And they are dedicated to covering up the vaccines, killing millions. They are dedicated to covering up the GMO designed to destroy your fertility. They are dedicated to annihilating basic human freedom. They are pure evil. And they work for the most sinister forces this planet's ever seen. And they are the most cold-blooded, over-the-top, arrogant scum that think that they can just openly engage in all this criminal activity in front of everyone and openly set up private corporate world governments that will run every facet of your life, and that you and I and all of us will just accept it. But here's the problem. They know they're beginning to fail, and they know their grip on humanity's psyche and soul and will is slipping. The WikiLeaks are so powerful. As top Democrats and others say, we're losing our grip on them. They're getting hope. We've got to keep them in the dark, desperate, with no information. I mean, this is so evil. It sounds like psychopaths talking about, you know, women or children that got in cages, because that's who these people are. Lusting after dominating innocence, destroying vision, destroying goodness. They want an unaware and compliant citizenry of minions. But now they don't need us with the robots and all the rest of it coming online. And so the soft kill, the ambient program of covert death is expanding. And the ambient hum in the background is becoming a scream, like being in the middle of a tornado. And the world is waking up, and as the enemy builds the nightmare system it had been planning, struggling humanity begins to find its footing, and the evil ones panic. but they will never succeed in the end. And see, these psychopaths, these sociopaths, these mercenaries, these control freaks, these greedy people that run the spectrum, they don't understand people that at a spiritual level want to defeat them, just like they want to enslave us, just like they want to hurt innocence, we want to defend innocence. Just like they have no shame and no conscience, we have shame. We have a conscience. But we also have the great exaltations to do good because we understand the paradigm between our greater angels and our fallen self, and we want to be with God. And so we're drawn towards fighting them. We're drawn towards standing against them, and they look at us and threaten us and attack us and persecute us and try to destroy us, and they don't understand why we don't care. Even though it's painful to the flesh, it's exhilarating to the spirit. Because we know what we're doing is right, and it's what got humanity this far through all the travails and all the crises and all of the adventures and all of the great struggles of our species and our great history. When we do the right thing, we join our ancestors in the great quest and God's great plan. The New World Order will fail. It will fall. All of these arrogant sellouts that serve the globalist program will be punished in this life. They all lie to themselves and think they're part of the power elite. I told Megyn Kelly last night while she was kind of snickering about world government and forced population control, I said pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%. 50 years ago, a doctor would fly across the country to see a child with cancer. Now you go to the mall, to your left, to your right. The kids have got their shaved heads. They've got their brain surgery marks all over them. I mean, I was in one restaurant. There was like four kids. You could tell like brain surgery, stumbling around, you know, with their motor functions hacked in half from whatever hellish testing they've gone through. Poor little babies. And I said, surely, by the time you're an old woman, most of your family will be dead from cancer. And I said, your children are going to die of cancer. And the people around were like, whoa. Her crew, she had a big, they're like, whoa, can we spend that? Like he's hoping they die of cancer. And I said, I'm not hoping they die of cancer. But I said, surely know that if it's 10,000 plus percent now, that's an old number. It's going to be 20, 30,000, 40,000 percent just the next few decades, it's estimated. And it's going to kill your children, Megan. You're going to outlive your children, Megan. And I've got children on this planet, too, as well, and I want to reverse this. So you think about working for those psychopaths. Go ahead and show some pictures of her. You think about working for the New World Order long and hard. And everybody at Media Matters and all the rest of it, you think about that. Because you can have that painted-on Joker smile all you want. And those lawyer sociopath eyes. But at the end of the day, I've spoken the truth. And I've warned you. And I've laid out the facts. Because I have basic humanity. And I know that's not the trendy mainline culture that's pushed. And I'm not even singling Megyn Kelly out and you know, saying she's the end-all, be-all of evil. But not feminine. Cold. Robotic, dead. I felt zero attraction to Megyn Kelly. That's not an insult to Megyn Kelly. I talked to a lot of the folks that know her. They said, no, it's the same. Because you're dealing with a sociopath, a psychopath. I don't know. But I wanted to see it for myself. The girl next door, sitting there with the toad creature. And again, she can come off like the sweetest, nicest person. She told me point blank in a long phone conversation that she wasn't going to get into the things and wasn't going to focus on the things that I knew she was coming for. And then for 90 minutes, that was the last interview of three yesterday, she did everything she said she wouldn't in spades. And I knew that from before she ever came. But I wanted to see it for myself and so that we could all see it for ourselves as well and experience what it is to serve the force that is strangling this country.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
I'm offered $1 million to Bill and Hillary Clinton's supposed daughter, Chelsea Hubble. Now, we know Hillary is the mother. She was pregnant on record and had Chelsea, but it's well known that in the law firm, her business partner was Webster Hubble, and that is the father. And we're going to show you video of her being confronted about her stepfather, Bill Clinton, being a rapist, and with her hair pulled back, and it is Webster Hubble to a T. So $1 million prize. That's coming up in the next segment, of course. She has to go do a paternity test at a major third-party site. Has to all be witnessed and videotaped, all's being done, and then we have to, you know, actually then publish those results. And we know it's Webster Hubble. We'll need a sample from Webster Hubble as well. And it's just insane. But the test is the face. That's not Bill Clinton's daughter. But I'm sorry, I'm already jumping the gun. So let's just go to that clip now. Then I'll get into Eric Trump's powerful statements dealing with the fact that they're trying to destroy the country and want to destroy his father in the process. But first, let's go ahead and go to this clip. Woman confronts Chelsea Clinton. Bill Clinton is a rapist, rebel, media. Watch what happens when Laura Loomer asked Chelsea Clinton to sign a copy of her book. She persisted for her friend, Juanita Broderick. Here is Webster Hubble's daughter.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Because this book's for everyone, including women who have wanted to speak up but have been told to quiet down, can you sign it for my friend Juanita Broderick because she's been silenced by your parents, especially Bill Clinton, who's a rapist? Can you sign it for her?
Thank you for coming today.
Can you sign it? Thanks.
And, of course, that's a good question to ask. But I would also have asked the question, what about Haiti? You guys took 97% of the money and kept it for yourself. And even the WikiLeaks, you tell your parents, man, this is wrong. These people are dying down there in mass. Why are we doing this? Because mama and daddy need some more money, sweetie. And they're liberals, so it's okay. But if you go to the actual video, the still they have, I guess it's a photo, before they get up and shoot the video, and it's just Webster Hubble's head. It's the still that's up on InfoWars.com on the front page, where it links through to the video and the article, and it's just incredible. But you look at her, it is Webster Hubble, an absolute spitting image, and it just shows how nothing we hear or see with the Clintons is real. It's total fraud. No, that's not the one. I saw it this morning. I think it's the still they use on the front page of InfoWars.com when you go to the subpage. So what you would do is you would back out of that, and then you would see it there, but it's somewhere there on the site. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into the big news. And that's what Eric Trump's talking about and what the real score is. And then the even bigger news, massive Ramadan attacks everywhere, including the new thing, at least in Europe. It's not new in Israel. But now in Greater Palestine, which is England and Germany and France, areas stolen from the Palestinians, like London, being sarcastic, groups of women stabbing people lovingly and saying, this is from Allah. So that's all coming up after we go to break. First off, we've got some good news. The information war is attempting to expand. We're trying to hire a lot of new people and put on a lot of new radio/TV programs here in the next month or so. But we need your support to do that, and we make it easy with amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com, it's been sold out for months. And believe me, I'm trying to stop these supply chain problems. But we now have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver, 30% off for $9.95. It's a big tube of paste. It's super high quality. It's made by the biggest manufacturer of organic fluoride-free toothpaste in the country, and they just private label it for us, but at their factory add the iodine and the colloidal silver, and it's $9.95 right now, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. You can also get it with our new organic mouthwash that's a 10-to-1 concentrate, so you just put like half a teaspoon of 6 ounces of water, and it's still super ultra-strong. It's essential oils, extremely concentrated. This is strong stuff. Emirates Essentials paired with Super Blue, and you get a big discount on the two together with a total oral care pack. We also have very inexpensive and high-quality travel and regular toothbrushes impregnated with colloidal silver at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But Super Blue, back in stock. We're sold out of the children's bubblegum flavor that isn't as strong. It still has the iodine and colloidal silver. It just doesn't have the strong peppermint in it. That sold out, but Super Blue, our bestseller, is back. Thank you all for your support. Selenium is also back.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They're having their big Senate intel hearings on the eve of Comey tomorrow, all acting like they're these big patriots battling the evil imaginary Russian influence over Donald Trump, who just pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is the true globalist force, transferring our national sovereignty out of the country. He just killed the Paris Accord, that is a $100 trillion per decade global tax to begin with, hatched by Ken Lay, Enron, and the Davos Group publicly, along with Al Gore, where you pay a consortium of thousands of different billionaires and other consortiums trillions. And 167 countries are exempt, like China and Mexico. We've already made cuts in carbon dioxide. They can run the dirty plants. And then Trump comes out and does that, and they come out like he is the Antichrist. Now, there are new stories that are about to go up on InfoWars.com where investigative journalist Dr. Jerome Corsi has bombshell intel that Comey is a Clinton operative and a Clinton fixer. And we know that, but he's got even more evidence. And just to give you an example why you should support us, I have such limited writing and crew, and they're so busy. We've got two articles from Corsi. We've still got to basically edit and get up to date. And we're trying to hire more writers and more crew. We're fighting as hard as we can, but that's why your prayers and financial support is more important than ever, because we're doing groundbreaking work. This is why they're coming after us. The investigative work that Corsi's doing is becoming a roadmap at Capitol Hill and at the White House to bring down so many frauds. And when he broke the $300 billion that Obama criminally stole from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and then the Mnuchin came out and confirmed it 2 months later, and we got the credit, they got even more pissed. I mean, they are getting angry right now. And I've got all sorts of threats flying at me. I mean, they are letting me know, you back off, buddy. How am I supposed to back off? It's not like you're just looting $300 billion. I mean, you're funding radical jihadists, trying to bring them into the country. I got a stack of news here where they're saying they're not going to treat women in Europe for rape now because the money's got to go to refugees. I'm not kidding. They're rubbing our faces in it. Look, Ramadan, terrorist death toll hits 180. Third London Bridge attack reportedly told authorities, I'm going to be a terrorist. Fatalities and injuries after shooting bombings in Iranian parliament and Khomeini shrine by the Wahhabist. Woman screaming, Allah Akbar, charged in Toronto store attack. Toronto Sun. CNS News. UN report, 163 civilians executed by Islamic State in Mosul. That just happened. Notre Dame terrorist was given an award by EU for complaining about racism against migrants. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Links to mainstream news. Schools in lockdown after female nursery worker on her way to work is pulled to the ground and slashed in the arm by three girls shouting, Allah will get you. I just had Tommy Robinson on 2 days ago where they're housing a guy who says he wants to be with ISIS and the gays should all be killed, who hangs around, you know, with the known terrorist. He's got police protection in his house that they put him in a fancy area, taxpayer paid for, next to a girls' elementary school. And his back fence is the playground. We have HD video of this. He's got a big beard walking on the street going, I will kill whoever I love to kill. Kill you. Literally saying that. And nothing's being done. I mean, this is just insane asylum. So here's another one. Germany, surge in stabbings and knife crimes. Swedish government orders clinic to end treatment for rape victims in favor of treating migrants. And this links to mainstream state-sponsored television. I mean, this is them saying it. You can't make it up. We will riot. Corbyn supporters threaten violence if Labor doesn't win election. Yeah, burn down more cities. These people are unbelievable. Oh, but don't worry. TSA may extend ban on laptops to domestic flights. Yeah, don't stop the radical jihadis coming in. Don't have a ban on the seven countries that don't have real vetting, don't have real passports. No, no, no. Bring them in and then all of us lose our rights. See how that works? Another powerful article by John Rappaport exposed the Nazi roots of the European Union. It's a historical fact that it was a dream of Hitler. But let's just stop right there because I've got to go to Dr. Corsi. His articles will be filed as we speak. Kit's working on it. And Kit's one of our top writers, but he's so busy. He's posted most of Corsi's stuff. We're working on getting some more writers, some more editors, because we just got so much intel. And listen, everything we're posting is an important story. So ferret through our news feed. Subscribe to our news feed, dig through the stories, share them. It's a war, and we're starting to turn the corner. That's why the enemy's fighting back so hard. And speaking of that, let's go to this clip first. America's back. We'll play that second. They would rather see him fail than have America succeed. Now, Eric's almost right. They want Trump to fail because he wants America to succeed. That's what his dad said last week. They have carbon taxes on us that other countries don't have. That is discriminatory. That's globalism. That's what the globalists have done. The John McCains of the world have sold us out for their own personal gain to multinationals to exploit third world populations. So that they want us to fail. Let's play the Eric Trump clip from Hannity last night.
And my father's a great man, and he's going to do a great job for this country. But honestly, we need to bring some principle back. We have to bring some manners back. We need to bring some respect back. It's sad. He's going to do a great job for this nation. I mean, he already has done a great job for this nation.
I think I'm the only person that ever reports the success or the things he's accomplished and the promises he's kept.
But they would rather see him. They would rather see him fail than have America succeed. And I've said that a million times, and I really believe that that's the ugliness of Washington, D.C.
I can totally understand the passion that you're showing. Eric, great to see you. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the baby, too.
Thank you very much.
Let's continue. The only thing left on Fox, well, Fox and Friends is okay, and then you got Tucker, and then you've got Hannity. It's just, other than that, all their best stuff is on Fox Business. And then no one's watching that. It's just a real shame. They're killing it on purpose, by the way. That's admitted. We told you that back in July from insiders. It's now confirmed. Here's Eric Trump saying America's back, then we're going to Corsi.
So, how about Don? Right? How about the whole family who's by his side every single day? Every single day we were sitting there fighting. We had a very, very small team. I've said it from the beginning. We don't have projects in Russia. We don't have loans from Russia. I've said this 1,000 times. We had no involvement in Russia. But there's no other narrative. They don't have the voice of the American people. They don't have things that make sense for this country. They did a terrible job with jobs. They lost industry. They lost the economy. I mean, look at the stock market right now. Under my father, since Election Day, the stock market is up 15%. I mean, 15%. Since Election Day, consumer confidence is at an all-time high. America is back. You see how he's treated when he goes over to the Middle East versus Obama when he came off Air Force One. They wouldn't even bring a set of stairs up to the plane. That's how little respect they had for this nation. And honestly, it scares the other side, Sean. It scares the other party.
That's right. Trump gets big respect because he really is the president now, and they know he means business. Dr. Corsi, it's just fascinating to see how much the left, how much the globalists really hate this country, and then how truly slimy Comey is covering up the pedo gate, the real emails, the real pizza gate, all of that, and now working openly against President Trump. What is your intel on what we should expect tomorrow as everybody holds their breath? They got happy hour, you know, starting at 8 in the morning, so everybody can watch it as if it's some drunken spectacle in D.C. We've got Comey lied to Congress about NSA mass illegal surveillance of U.S. citizens. Now, that's going up right now on Infowars.com by Dr. Corsi. Everybody needs to retweet these. This is an Infowar, real Alex Jones. Dr. Corsi?
Well, first of all, I put this article on Comey being a Clinton fixer because I wanted very clear to set the stage. And by the way, the White House is going to fight back tomorrow. I'm going to fight back hard against Comey. But going back to Whitewater, when Comey was involved, he was a special counsel of the Senate Whitewater Committee. There was a big attempt to really suppress the information. We now know from documents that have been released largely by Judicial Watch that prosecutors were actually writing up an indictment of Hillary Clinton and Whitewater, and it was stopped. Then it's just you go through all the cases. After Whitewater, you come to the Sandy Berger case, where Sandy Berger, who worked in the Clinton White House, was overtaking documents out of the archives that would have implicated Clinton in knowing about the plots that ultimately became the 9/11 plot and doing nothing about them. And, of course, you have Comey in the Department of Justice, who was then serving as a deputy attorney general. He limited the criminal investigations of Sandy Berger so as to protect anybody in the Clinton administration who may have coordinated with Berger in his removal and destruction of classified records from the archives. It goes on and on. You find that Sandy Berger, Loretta Lynch, Cheryl Mills all worked in this law firm together, Hogan and Hartson, that prepared the taxes for the Clintons. They were all basically in this together. And as you go forward and look at all the legal connections between these various groups, every time there's an issue, Comey then gets on the board of HSBC. He's again now dealing with Lynch, who is now U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. I find that HSBC, I reported, was engaged in a massive money laundering scheme. HSBC pays a $1.9 billion fine. Loretta Lynch excuses no criminal prosecutions. And on the board of HSBC, we find again Comey was getting rewarded. And the board of directors, he served as an independent, non-executive director and a member of the bank's Financial Systems Vulnerability Committee until he resigned in August 3, 2013 to head the FBI. And in that period of time is when the HSBC scandal occurred. It just goes on and on. The same with the Valerie Plame scandal, where, you know, Comey was involved. Ashcroft recused himself. Comey in the Department of Justice appointed Patrick Fitzgerald, who ended up as the special prosecutor. He convicted Scooter Liddy, who was then an aide to Vice President Cheney. And again, as we find out that case evolved, it was based on, again, dirty data, lies, etc., that have been used to convict Scooter Liddy. And Comey was at the center of that. Comey then goes to work for the Lockheed Board. He earned $6 million between 2005 and 2010. And Lockheed joins the Clinton Global Initiative and gets 17 contracts from the State Department while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. So people should make no doubt about it that Comey is a Clinton operative. He's a fixer. He's been there from the very beginning, going back to Whitewater and having a series of interferences in the Justice Department where the Clintons get a pass, and then Comey gets board positions on which he makes millions of dollars and also makes sure the corporations are rewarded, like HSBC, getting off with a major fine but no criminal prosecutions and money laundering scandal. And Lockheed Martin basically contributing money to the Clinton Global Initiative and winning contracts from the State Department. And this is a pattern of corruption that should make it clear to everyone listening to Comey tomorrow. And the article is going up. I'd like this article circulated. The White House would like this information out. I think we need to have framed Comey as a Clinton fixer before he starts testifying. That's the first article, Alex.
And by the way, you've done more research on this, but it's mainstream news that he was involved in the big nefarious bank, that he was working for the Clintons, that he was put in all these key positions and brought in by Obama to basically cover up all the crimes they were committing. He is a Democrat operative going after Trump. And I just wish Trump wouldn't have played nice and given him the benefit of the doubt. I wish he'd have fired him day one when the Democrats were saying, fire him, fire him, fire him, fire him, fire him. But hindsight's 20/20. But no evidence of this Russia narrative. What about Comey contradicting himself on May 3rd from the supposed memo that nobody can see from back in February? And saying that no one ever tried to influence him on the Russia investigation, and then supposedly contradicting himself with his memo.
Well, there's several things that he contradicted. First of all, I want to comment also, I've been running a major campaign on my Twitter account, which is Jerome_Corsi, and I'll be writing about it. And as soon as I get a chance, Alex, I've quite frankly been writing nonstop for about 10 days, about 10 hours a day, to try just get all this information out. But there's a major move to replace Priebus and the head as the chief of staff. The major problem the White House has got is Priebus is a toady with his connections in the GOP establishment in D.C. His meal ticket is Ryan and McConnell. And what I've been advising through the Twitter feed is that, first of all, President Obama's got to realize he's in the middle of a coup d'etat that's being engineered by the deep state with the cooperation of the Democratic Party, full cooperation, and the GOP establishment in D.C.
You're talking about President Trump has to understand that.
President Trump is getting in the middle of a coup d'etat that's being engineered, and they intend to impeach him. Now, Priebus doesn't have, if Priebus loses his job or whatever, if Trump is impeached, Priebus just goes to work for another one of the GOP establishments. It's his meal ticket. He calls up Ryan and McConnell and gets another job. Priebus is not loyal. He's not strong. He's botched everything. In fact, the major problems the Trump White House is experiencing is they do not have an effective chief of staff.
Well, we keep hearing that there's a big shakeup imminent. Do you think Trump's just waiting until this FBI hearing comes up? And, of course, also Trump's announced his new FBI Director Christopher Wray, I guess, is a way to overshadow this hearing tomorrow?
I think it's a part of just getting things in place. I mean, they're under such assault and from within, and there's so many yet holdovers from Clinton and Obama, and even in the Trump White House that I'm pounding on every day to get rid of. But let's go back to the Comey for tomorrow. I want to make sure we get the second article in that. Basically, Comey's lied to Congress a number of times. First of all, they have no evidence that there's been any Russian collusion. This is a complete propaganda effort being run by the Democrats.
But what we do know is that Comey lied to Congress in your new article coming out about NSA mass illegal surveillance of U.S. citizens,
yes,
including Donald Trump and yours truly.
Well, this is really important. We reported that this Dennis Montgomery, who was a ex-Intel, came out of the NSA with something like 47 hard drives, and he gave them to Sheriff Arpaio. This is when I was working with Sheriff Arpaio in the middle of conducting this investigation on the birth certificate. Now, what these hard drives showed, and we reported this, Drudge linked to it in March, was that Trump had been under electronic surveillance at the end of the Bush administration and through President Obama's first year in office. And by the way, Alex, you were in the file too. You were under electronic surveillance at the time. This is the period basically 2004 to 2009. I sent you your home address.
Sure, that was a big story, but mainstream media dared not touch it because it was real. It was all of Donald Trump's real phone numbers, you name it, phone numbers that nobody knew I had. It was all in there. And, of course, this came through Arpaio and others. We'll be right back to break this down on the other side with Comey telling Congress why nobody gets spied on in America. That's a conspiracy theory. Lordy, lordy.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. If anyone was on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All right, a couple more segments with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Really huge breaking news. If you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, there's a new Ben Garrison cartoon out with Queen Hillary on it, and it's got the dozens, I guess 20 or so reasons she's publicly put out that she lost the election. Russia, WikiLeaks, none of it's Hillary Clinton. Alex Jones. She goes on to say that Trump loomed, misogyny, the polls, the Electoral College. But there she is, ladies and gentlemen, very powerful. But, of course, let me ask you this question. What are the, and then we'll come back in the next segment and get more into the Comey lying and admittedly the spying and how big a liar he is. I mean, he's been caught red-handed 2 months after he does this memo telling Congress nobody tried to influence him, period. And laughing about it, saying it's preposterous, it's ridiculous. But again, the media just ignores that, even writes articles saying that it's a hoax, it's not real video. I mean, they must really think we're stupid. But I've seen it in the polls, but I've also seen it on the street. About 2 weeks ago, people started really turning against the Russia narrative. I mean, they never bought it, but they force-fed it so hard that even mainstream news is admitting it's becoming a huge joke and people are sick of it. But the neocons, the rhinos, the Democrats, the deep state, they don't care. They're going forward, sharpening their knives. What's the word on the street in D.C.? Because Trump just keeps delivering on the economy. Spectacular, pulling out of the Paris global carbon tax. And the Democrats respond just everywhere saying, we're going to kill him. In fact, here's an Infowars.com article. Steve Watson, Play in the New York features Donald Trump being stabbed to death. And then you've got, obviously, the Allah Akbar stuff, and you've got Kathy Griffin running around with a severed head. I mean, these people are really pushing for violent confrontations with everybody, like somebody trying to talk themselves into jumping off the edge of a cliff.
Well, what's going on, I mean, that's even within the White House, first of all, Trump is coming to realize that this is serious business. This is not New York anymore. This is not business. This is politics in Washington D.C.
This is war.
It's cutthroat, and the deep state, the intelligence agencies are out to get impeachment. The Democrats have joined them, and the GOP establishment's there. And
let's be clear, though, it's the rogue network, shadow government, Democrat and foundation elites at the top. On average, the intelligence agencies and the military are behind Trump.
Well, and see, the point is. For instance, let's just take the issue, you know, we've got credentials and we've got to apply for them every week. Okay, the word I've gotten from high authorities is that Priebus is blocking and wants to block InfoWars from getting permanent credentials and is saying that we're not a legitimate news agency. Now, they've got into the White House press room, the front row, and by the way, that's a small little stupid room. Was where Jack Kennedy used to do naked swimming with his girlfriends from the interns in the White House. That has been converted into the press room. It's inadequate for a facility. Mainstream media is given the front row to do an act-up, anti-Trump, hour televised every day.
Yeah, Trump's got to get rid of it, move it to a bigger building. I mean, we've talked about that. And Priebus is in there keeping it that way. And why isn't the president giving us the fireside chat? He's got to bypass these enemies now.
Well, he's also got to get rid of Priebus. He's got to get rid of these people out of the White House.
I understand that, but let me ask you, you have a lot of White House contacts, and I know it's getting to the president. Why isn't he doing at least a weekly fireside chat now?
Well, he should be. I mean, his Twitters essentially amount to it, his tweets. Yesterday, the press attacked the tweets. They want to get him to stop tweeting because he goes directly to the people. That's the modern-day equivalent of the fireside chats, and they're very effective. They do reach people. Trump still has the support of the electorate. But that's not good enough. In Washington, if you don't have you've got to do like Lyndon Johnson did in terms of power politics in Washington, Sam Rayburn. These are the guys who understood how to run Washington, and you do it with power. So Priebus comes around, he says, I'm going to help you. I know all about Congress. I can make sure
you. And the truth is he's sabotaging him. Trump has to start crushing people one by one legitimately by showing how they hate America. He needs to destroy people one by one, starting with Paul Ryan. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us.